6 seconds remaining. Tupa awaiting the snap. He's got it. The ball is down. The kick is up. The kick is on the way. The kick is good! With 3 seconds left, Adam Vinatieri!
Welcome back to Patriots Preview. Mark Bertrand alongside Chris Gasper coming to you from our Town Fair Tire Studios at 98.5 The Sports Hub. That right there, a field goal from Adam Vinatieri, was December 20th, 1998, with the Patriots beating San Francisco 24-21 in Foxborough. You know who the quarterback was that day, right, Chris?
It was one Scott Zolak?
It was.
Yeah, Zoe.
Zoe at the helm.
Zoe versus Steve Young.
And that, of course, all a part of our Comforts at Home. Nice. Comforts at Home are brought to you by Skinny's Skin Reparative Advanced Healing Compression. Skinny's is the only true medical-grade skin protectant fabrics, clinically proven to repair and renew your skin while helping reduce swelling and foot fatigue. Patented, FDA-approved, and made in the USA by Skinny's. Find them at your local Walmart or Walgreens pharmacies or MySkinEEZ.com. Bert Breer of the MMQB is with us on Patriots Preview. Hey, Bert.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Bert, we'll start with the Patriots before we get to some other matters, and let's talk about this week's game for the Patriots and the need to bounce back in this spot. How important is that for Bill Belichick and his team today?
Yeah, I mean, I think it could help guide where things go from here as far as how they approach the next couple of weeks with roster moves and all that sort of stuff. You know, there were some troubling signs last week, guys. It goes beyond just losing the game to what I think is the pretty mediocre Broncos team. It's some of the things that were happening in the game, you know, whether it's the snap over the head, it's giving up a 3rd and 21. There's just a lot of things that kind of happened that you typically haven't seen from the Patriots over the last 20 years. And it wasn't just that one or two of them happened. It was like a handful of them that happened. So it's not like those things don't happen to the Patriots. It's just you're not used to seeing them happen all at once. And we saw so many of them happen all at once. And so I think, you know, over the next 9 days, for obvious reasons, the Patriots are going to have to be really, really honest with themselves about where they are. And so I think for that reason, today becomes an interesting opportunity for them to collect more information on where the team is.
So, Bert, along those lines, are you hearing anything that the Patriots are shopping players like Stephon Gilmore and Joe Tooney?
I haven't, but like, it wouldn't surprise me. So you guys know, I, as far as Gilmore goes, I've reported that they shopped him around in the spring.
Yes.
And they shopped him around again, during training camp. And if you look at what they did to their contract, it wasn't really a raise. It was moving money forward. And so what that told me, and I think what that told other teams and what that should tell everybody out there, is the Patriots are gearing up for this to be Stephon Gilmore's last year. Because if he wasn't willing to come in at his number for this year, and you move money up, where does that leave you next year when, you know, you've naturally taken that money from last year? So now that number next year is even lower than it was before. He's not going to be willing to play for that number either. So at that point, it's either give him an extension or he's gone. And, you know, he's on the wrong side of 30 now. So I think there's a pretty good chance that he's not on the roster in 2021. And I think the way you have to approach this then is, do we really feel like we're in a position to compete for a championship right now? If you don't feel like you are, because that's the bar around here, right? Then I think you have to consider all options.
Bert, what could the Patriots get for him if they moved him before the deadline?
I would say maybe a second round pick. And I know a lot of people are going to say, well, that's the reigning defensive player of the year. Well, I can tell you this, guys. I ran the numbers on this, and I can run them down for you really quick. Okay, 10 guys have been traded for first round picks over the last 2 years. Brandon Cooks was 24, Khalil Mack was 27, Amari Cooper was 24, Odell Beckham was 26, Frank Clark was 25, Laremy Tunsil was 25, Minkah Fitzpatrick was 22, Jalen Ramsey was 24, DeForest Buckner was 25, and Stephon Diggs was 26. Guys of Stephon Gilmore's age, unless they're quarterbacks, do not get moved for first-round picks. And so I think the reality of it is, if you are going to move him now, you're probably going to be taking less than that. He's probably more in the category now of like what Philly got for Darius, or what Detroit got for Darius Slay back in the spring, than he is in the category of what Jalen Ramsey brought home for the Jaguars. So I think you're looking at less than a first round pick for Stephon Gilmore. And so you have to weigh that as part of the whole equation, whether or not it's time to move on from him or not.
Let's switch over to your boy, Kyle Shanahan and the 49ers. What is the commitment level at this point for that franchise with Jimmy Garoppolo? There's 2 years remaining on his contract. Sure. Cap hits $26.9 million next year, $27 million in 2022. Are they in on him moving forward as the quarterback, or is this maybe more like a Derek Carr Raider situation where Garoppolo is good enough for now, but if they think there's somebody better out there who's available to them either in the draft or via trade, like a Matt Ryan, they're prepared to move on from Jimmy G?
I think Derek Carr is the perfect comparison, Chris. You know, it's sort of like, and the analogy I always use for this, it's like being on a month-to-month lease, you know, where you're in a position of power because you don't have to move out, so you can kind of constantly survey your options while you're in a place that you really are okay with. And I think proof of that is go back to the spring. When word got to John Elway or to John Lynch and Kyle Shanahan that Tom Brady wanted to play there, and you guys don't need to look too far down the Niners staff list to figure out how word might have gotten over there.
Wes Welker, wide receivers coach.
Just leave it at that. When word got to the Niners brass that there was, you know, that Brady would like to come there, that Lynch and Shanahan sat down and they watched, you know, for 3 days, broke down tape of Brady. They came to the conclusion he still got it. So then they turned around and they said, okay, now let's go do the same thing with Jimmy Garoppolo. They spent 2 or 3 days of that, and then they said, okay, we're happy with where we're at. So that tells you two things. Number one, they're happy with Jimmy Garoppolo. They're not like desperate to pull the plug. But number two, they're open to it, right? So
yeah, number two, Bert, they had to sit there for 3 days and watch tape of their own guy.
Right.
They had to convince themselves of it.
And that's the thing. Like, so, you know, are they happy with Jimmy? Yeah, I think they're happy with Jimmy. Are they, you know, open to opportunities to upgrade? Certainly. And if Matt Ryan were to come available, obviously Kyle Shanahan has a relationship with him. If the injury bug just winds up getting them and they wind up drafting in the top 10, could they take somebody like Trey Lance from North Dakota State? I don't think they're going to be drafting high enough to get a Lawrence or a Fields, but could they look at that? Yeah, they certainly could look at that. So I don't think they're in a position where they're dying to get rid of Jimmy Garoppolo, but I think they're open to the idea of upgrading at the position.
Bert, let's talk about the big story of the day in the NFL and what's happened over the course of this weekend. That is Antonio Brown signing with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. We know that Brown has made enemies in all three of his stops in the NFL, two of them very brief, in Oakland and then New England last year. It appeared that the Tampa Bay Bucs were getting things and putting it together last week, and they're heading in the right direction. Why are they doing this?
Because Brady wants it. And I think that was part of the, I think that was kind of part of the promise. You know, one of the things that and Chris, you can speak to this too.
Sure.
I think one of the things that frustrated Tom at the end was that he didn't feel like the Patriots were acting with a ton of urgency to put people around him. And it wasn't so much that the team's performance suffered. It was his individual performance suffered. And I think, you know, the idea that he wasn't performing at his top level because he didn't have enough help around him really irked him. And so that was part of the appeal, that the part of the way the Bucs appealed to him was, we are going to leave no stone unturned. We are going to be aggressive. And we saw it with Leonard Fournette. Now we're seeing it with Antonio Brown, where if opportunity is available to them to find somebody that's going to make their quarterback better, they're going to do it. And so, you know, I think for that reason, they roll the dice here. I also think this is much different than the risk the Raiders or the Patriots took on him, because there were draft picks involved in the Raiders situation. There was more money involved with the Patriots situation. This is sort of, I mean, they have Brown exactly where you want him. They don't need another receiver. He's not making very much money. It would cost them nothing to get rid of him. So this is sort of one of those where it's like, if he does anything wrong, like, they can kick him out the door. Like, so I think this is sort of, when you're taking a risk on a player like that, we've seen the Patriots take tons of risks like this before where you buy low on guys. I think they sort of have Brown where they need him.
Yeah, that's interesting. I'll just say quickly on that, you know, I think one of the things there that we've talked about, all of us this year, is Brady trying to reform the culture there. And that's something that's still ongoing. And I think that's the greatest risk of bringing in Antonio Brown, is that it slows down that culture reformation that Brady's doing. I want to go back to Jimmy G with you, because I sort of opened Pandora's box on one end, and I feel like we need to see it through to fruition. So if there is a possibility San Francisco moves on from Garoppolo, and I thought it was interesting that you alluded to Matt Ryan, because I think it's damning in and of itself that the 49ers would consider Matt Ryan an upgrade on Garoppolo. But to just get to the question, any chance he comes back here to New England? Could Bill Belichick bring him back? Is that realistic?
Not impossible. I mean, I would it be worth it to flip a pick to the Niners for him, or do you not want to pay him what's left on his contract? I mean, his contract numbers actually look really reasonable now when you hold him up against, you know, what the top quarterbacks in the NFL are making. So I think there are a lot of moving parts with that. Like, I think the Patriots would be open to it. Do I think they would do it versus keeping Cam? Probably not. But then I think part of that's going to, it's not just, I don't think the decision is going to be made in a vacuum. Like, I think the part of the decision is going to be, how much control do you have over the player contractually? How much are you paying for the player? Like, all those sorts of things I think would come into play. And so, yeah, I still think they really like Jimmy. Josh likes Jimmy. Like, I think they deeply believe they could win with Jimmy. And so, yeah, I mean, I think it would certainly be an option if things don't go the way that they would hope with Cam, far as, you know, getting him locked up for some sort of term past just next year.
What's it take to get Jimmy G back? What's the compensation there?
Well, no, but see, now we're going way down the road, Beetle. It's yeah. it really rides, so much of this rides on, so a lot of this rides on whether or not a better option is available to San Francisco, because if there isn't, he's not available.
If they think Matt Ryan's a better option, there's a better option available in their mind.
Number two, it's also like dependent on what the rest of the quarterback market looks like and what else is available to the Patriots and what else is available to everybody else out there. So like, that's part of it too. You know, I mean, we saw a look, like there was a point where like backup quarterbacks were getting $6 or $7 million a year, right?
Yes.
Like this year, because supply outweighed demand, you saw Andy Dalton going for $3 million. You saw Cam Newton go for the minimum plus incentives. You saw Jameis Winston go for almost nothing to the Saints. And I know a lot of people have talked about, like, well, how could Cam Newton be available? Lots of quarterbacks were available, and it was all a supply demand thing. And so, you know, I think the Niners would love to get a day two pick back for Jimmy if they were going to move on from him. But the question is whether or not the market's going to dictate that. And based on what we saw in March, I mean, it's certainly possible a circumstance could exist where maybe they're not able to get the return they would like for him.
Hey, Bert, one more final question along these lines. Excuse me. Kirk Cousins and his extension back in the spring. How much do the Vikings regret that now? And they're obviously now trading pieces away as they moved Yannick Ngakoue this week.
You know what's crazy about it is that, like, part of why they had to do that was his number was so big and they wanted to bring the band back together, right, for one, you know, one last run. And so it's that core of players they've had with Anthony Barr, and, you know, Xavier Rhodes is gone now, but Harrison Smith and Eric Kendricks and Kyle Rudolph and Adam Thielen. And so, you know, they've got this core of players that they have been really good with over the last 4 or 5 years, and they wanted to give that group a shot. So the way they could, you know, sort of manage their cap issue was to give Cousins an extension and lower his cap number. And they figure, okay, well, we'll just be happy with him over the next few years anyway, so let's just do this. And now, lo and behold, they're 1-5, and they're basically married to Kirk Cousins for the next 2 years after this one. And that core of players now looks like it's going to get broken up.
Yep, and if Kyle Rudolph has moved, could New England be a landing spot?
Yeah, they definitely kicked the tires on that in the past. I don't know if I'm stating the obvious here, but people didn't know he did play for Charlie Weiss in college. That's how old he is. He was with Charlie Weiss at Notre Dame. But he's a good player. He'd be a good culture fit. Like, you know, I think if you're looking to get Cam a weapon that'd be ready to roll right away, like somebody who could hit the ground running. And I've mentioned Brandon Cook's name in this regard too. I think Patriots fans, if you are looking for a receiver, ought to watch the Texans Packers game, because my understanding is part of the Texans approach past this week is going to be how that game goes.
Well, they're down 14. Yeah, they're down 14 right zip.
So, yeah. Right. So things are looking good if you're looking for a Texans receiver.
Come on, Kenny Stills.
Yes. So I think, but I think like guys like Rudolph and Cooks are sort of interesting just in that they have some institutional knowledge of what you're doing. It probably wouldn't cost all that much to get them. And you know that they would fit into your culture, like the sort of, you know, building you want to have.
All right. Interesting. We'll keep an eye on that game. Bert, thanks for the time as always.
Awesome. Thanks, guys. Have a good one.
You Bert too, Breer, Bert. Thanks.
From the MMQB with us here on Patriots Preview. Chalk Talk is brought to you by Bud Light. When game day is a go, there's a Bud Light there. Enjoy responsibly. We've got more to come. Phone lines are open as well, 617-779-0985. The trade deadline for the Patriots. The future of Jimmy Garoppolo in San Francisco. All of it now in the mix. And, of course, Antonio Brown to Tampa Bay. Yuck! Gross! All that's on the way on the Safety Insurance 98.5 The Sports Hub Patriots Radio Network.